Ephesians 2, 19 to 22. You are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling place which God lives by his Spirit. So I'm going to be talking this evening a bit about belonging to the kingdom of God. And it's kind of prompted that a few weeks ago we're at a different church and this guy was preaching on this verse and he did a much better job than what I'm going to do. I can absolutely guarantee that. But just a little bit of what he was talking about really stuck with us, and I couldn't help but feel that actually what he was discussing in this one part was fitting into the kingdom of God and not belonging to the kingdom of God. And that might seem like quite a small difference or just like a bit pedantic over words, but I actually think that that's like vastly profound and important in our faith and in our life. Fitting in is to become what the norms and accepted values are around us, to fit in somewhere, to become like that group. Whereas belonging is being as you are, not needing to be changed, but coming as you are, despite not meeting those cultural norms and expectations. So Brené Brown, who's a sociologist who I love, puts it like this. Belonging is the innate human desire to be part of something larger than us. Because this yearning is so primal, we often try to acquire it by fitting in and seeking approval. Belonging only happens when we present our authentic, imperfect self to the world. And I just love that last bit. It only happens when we present the authentic self, our imperfect self. But that's not what happens when we're trying to fit in. So we need to belong. It's part of who we are. I'm sure we can all have that feeling, that longing inside of us when we're in a new situation, a new group, a new meeting, whatever it is. We get there and we've got that feeling in your stomach. You're like, I just want to make friends. I want to be like these people. I want to find someone who is on the same wavelength as me. I want to find my people here. I want to find my family. And people all over the world are in that. They're in their tribes. They're in their units. We're branched everywhere off as to what they belong to. And it's because our souls crave that. We're made to belong. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. It's just part of us. We need to belong. But actually, it's so easily substituted for fitting in, squeezing ourselves into that shape to be like whatever the people are around us. And we can think maybe that's just when you're younger, when you're trying to decide who you are and what you want to be like. But actually, it can be us in school, in work. It could be us in church with Christians who are good and faithful people. We can still be fitting in. It can be in the stupidest ways. I think the stupidest example I can think of myself is that whenever I'm driving in the rain, I just cannot help but look at how fast other cars have their windscreen wipers on, just in case I'm like doing something crazy with my every time I have to say, Naomi, you're being literally crazy, put your windscreen wipers on however you like to have your windscreen wipers on. But just even that tiny feeling of, am I doing this wrong? Is this what other people are doing? But then, of course, you've got the more serious side where we see people like Donald Trump, who changed a lot of his views to meet the expectations and the demands of the people he wanted to impress. He fitted in with their views. They weren't his own when he started. They were the views of the people he wanted to gain the trust of. And there's the million in between that we would do every day. I remember quite a few years ago, there was a TV show on Channel 4, and it was like this woman taking the mic out of the fashion industry. I'm sure you're all up to trend with the latest fashions and what it's all like, and this woman basically was saying that fashion is ridiculous nowadays. And so she made a point of spending £1 in a flea market and getting the most ridiculous outfit she could muster from all these different places. Like, her aim was to look ridiculous. But she went to London Fashion Week with her friend, who was a bit of a stooge, and got her friend right in the middle of coming like paparazzi and be like, oh, it's so amazing. And sure enough, person after person who saw would come up and take pictures of her. And she ended up in 3 fashion blogs from her pound outfit that she intentionally made to be ridiculous. But once one person had said, yep, that's it, that's cool, then others just followed suit. And actually soon you had a whole group of people not actually thinking that person looked amazing, but this false group opinion had formed. And so how often are our opinions of what's good and bad just made by fitting in and made by not what we really think, but actually our desire to just be part of something? Now, don't get us wrong at all. This isn't saying that belonging, like, exempts us from change, and that belonging as part of the kingdom of God means we're not going to change, because it's the exact opposite. The Bible is full of how Christians should be, how they should act and speak, who we should love and serve. Belonging to the kingdom of God doesn't take away the change, but it makes it authentic and honest. You become more faithful, loving, peaceful, humble, self-controlled, all of those things, because you're accepted, rather than acting those things to be accepted. It's not you who supports the root, but the root that supports you when it comes to transformation. If we try and make that change to fit in, it's not going to sustain, because it isn't authentic, and it leaves us with that hollow feeling of, this isn't really me. These people like me, but they don't really know me, so actually I don't belong as much as I can fit in. But actually, when the root supports us, when that's coming through knowing we belong in Christ, then that change is authentic, and we can show who we truly are and understand that actually that doesn't change how much we belong. So we don't need to change in order to belong. We belong, and so we change, and so we grow, and so we develop. So how is it we qualify for this? How do we achieve this citizenship of heaven, this belonging? So there's a verse in Isaiah 55, which I really love. So it just starts with, "Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come and buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labour on what does not satisfy? Listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the riches of fare. Give ear and come and listen to me. Listen that you may live." We're at a concert on Friday night for a band called House Fires, and one of their songs starts in a similar way. It says, "Come to the water, all who are thirsty, come and drink. Come to the table, all who are hungry, come and feast." Now, just think, that's so little but so profound. The only requirement to be invited and to belong at God's table is to be hungry. That's the only thing. Come if you're hungry. Come if you're thirsty. The only thing God needs is that you need him. And by some happy chance in this verse, we see that's for everyone. It starts with, "Come all who are thirsty and have no money." It's free. There's enough for you. You're welcome. You belong, even if you have nothing. You have no food. You have no water. You are desperate for God. Where you don't fit in anywhere. Where you don't feel that fake fitting in. And actually you still have that desire to belong. You fit in. Just, if you're hungry and thirsty, come. But it goes on and says, "Why spend on what is not on bread and labour when it doesn't satisfy?" So actually, if you're working hard, if you're fitting in, but it still just isn't quite satisfying, if that water you're buying actually just still runs out at the end of the day, you come too. It's okay that you're providing for yourself, because actually that provision fades at the end of the day. You're welcome as well. If you're thirsty and can't afford it, you belong at God's table. And if you're thirsty and it runs out, you belong at God's table. We can often believe we don't fit in church or the kingdom of God or with Christian groups, because that's probably true. I'm sure I don't fit in with all of your expectations, your theologies, your beliefs. And I'm sure you don't all fit in with mine. But that doesn't affect my belonging or your belonging to the kingdom of God. I love my family. I'm sure I talk about them all the time. There's loads of us and we're so close. But actually our belief systems range vastly. We span on everything that is core to who I am and core to who they are. Actually, we massively disagree. Often we can have discussions and debates. We can have awkward conversations. We don't believe the same things at all. But actually, that doesn't make a difference to our belonging in that family. We're going to belong to that family. We're going to belong to each other, no matter what we do or say to each other. It's just the love that holds us in. So actually, when it comes to belonging to the kingdom of God, you might not fit in with what other people say or think or do. And you might not even fit in with what you've said last year or last week. And that's okay, because it doesn't change how you belong to the kingdom of God. As Liz said a little while ago now, the kingdom of God is both beautiful and broken. It's full of glory and joy, but also tears and pain. So fitting into most groups and churches and cultures requires us to be the beautiful part, but also the together part. To be beautiful, but to be sorted, to be fine, to be okay. But brokenness means failure, and failure's just wrong. And in this striving to not be broken, we're not being honest. We aren't ourselves, and so we rob ourselves. We cheat ourselves out of that belonging by trying so hard to fit in, by trying so hard to be what we should be or seem who we should seem, whether that's in a Christian circle or at work or at school or wherever. But actually, belonging to the kingdom of God is never at risk and is never in doubt, no matter how broken we are. And in fact, to belong is to be, as Brenny said at the start, imperfect and authentic. It's to be vulnerable, and it allows us to fail and be angry and cry, but actually it never puts our worth at risk or in doubt. Where fitting in, we could always fit out. Belonging, we can always just belong in the kingdom of God. So we need to accept that we're accepted. We're made to belong to the kingdom of God. And when in Colossians it says, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of Jesus. I think if we're honest, when we think about work or our friends, and we think of the things we say, or when we laugh at jokes, or how we dress, or how much effort we put into who we're going to be that day, we're not doing that in the name of Jesus. We're doing that in the name of comfort, of security, of safety, of ourselves. We're doing that so we can feel like we fit in and we're accepted. But actually, we're going to miss out on that true belonging because we're not showing all of ourselves. So we need to accept that we're accepted. And when we seek God, we're not just doing so as an outsider or a visitor, but as a child, a welcome member of God's household. And I think what's so important is when we accept that about ourselves, we need to accept that of other people and not expect them to fit in with us. Also, other Christians and other people who are searching, other people who don't even know they're thirsty, they don't need to fit in with how I see church or how I see things should be for them to belong to God. I don't need to teach people how to act or how to think. I need to teach people that if they're thirsty and hungry, they belong to God. So in the last verse, it's when it says, come all who are thirsty, come to the waters. And come who have no money and buy and eat. You are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens of God and members of his household. That's for everyone. That isn't just for us who has it sorted. This isn't just for us who thinks we do it right. This is for anyone who is hungry or thirsty. As a house group on a Sunday evening, I think if you came along out of the blue, you would think, well, we're like, what do they even believe? What do they think? Because we're asked so many questions. We'll do the study and we'll be on the first question for 2 hours because we'll go off on tangents, we'll be pulling everything apart, and we can happily end the night and say, actually, that's all right because I still believe and I still belong. But if you weren't used to that, or if you just came in and didn't know, you'd be like, what is going on? But actually, we're just trying to deeper, we're trying to delve and figure out what is God really saying, because actually it's not these differences that kind of line us up with God. We're going to be discovering them and figuring them out our whole lives. And it's not like we only belong, we're only a citizen once we have that part figured out. We can be figuring it out continually. We can never have it figured out, but that doesn't change our belonging to the kingdom of God. And I think that was even just magnified to the millionth degree when I went to uni in Belfast, and my house group had people who just loved Jesus. They did, but I couldn't have disagreed more with them on so many issues. And it was so hard because I'd come home and just think, how do we follow the same God? How is this the same? We just see things, we see it just polar ends of the scale. But I had to remind myself as well that I don't have it right, that they don't have to fit in with what I think or how I do things. We'll have our own ways, we'll have our own where we sit, when we get cups of tea, when we stand, when we sing. But that doesn't mean it's right. That doesn't mean when people come into us, they have to fit in as well. They belong as a standard before anything else happens. They already belong. So we're just going to play that House Fire song, and I just want you to spend a few minutes while the song's playing. I want you just to think, where are you trying to fit in that's stopping you from actually belonging? And where are you expecting somebody else to fit in with you that's stopping them from belonging as well?
Draw you in tonight, the open invitation of heaven at hand, all around us, within us. We come and we bring hunger, we bring thirst, and we know that He's satisfied. He alone fills. Thank you. to